Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I put God first, and when I have a problem, immediately I start thinking of all of the ways I can solve my problem, and then God is like, be still. And I'm like, there are things that need to be done, God. I have work to do. I don't know if you see this problem, but we need a solution for that. What is the solution? And God is like, be still. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I know you said be still, but like, what do you want me to do while I'm being still? Welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Before I get into the episode, I just want to thank all of you for listening. Okay, I read all of your comments across TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and everywhere else. I really do. And honestly, I just come here and I just talk about random stuff. And it just like I have the intention of helping people, but it's crazy to me when I actually do help people and I'm like, wow, okay. But I really appreciate all of the support. I appreciate when y'all share my snippets on Instagram and all of that. And yeah, I just wanted to start the episode off by saying that, you know, especially since I've been dragging y'all in the last few episodes, I feel like I should show some appreciation every now and then because, you know, y'all tell me how much I drag y'all edges. So I just want to be nice. I just want to be nice for a second. I'm a nice person, I promise. I'm a nice person in real life. I have a dark sense of humor, but I'm a nice person regardless, okay? So I just wanted to thank all of y'all for listening and for commenting, sharing, etc. And yeah, I don't have an episode today that's going to drag you. It's going to be more of a transparent moment about, you know, my walk with Christ and how apparently I did not read the terms and conditions before I started that said that I would be suffering and struggling. So I just want to address a few things because I feel like, number one, I need help. I need help from y'all. I definitely need help from y'all. From those of y'all who are just, you know, like you have a really good relationship with God, I need your help. I need your help because I want to talk about this journey, okay? This struggle of a journey that I've been on, trying to put God in first place in my life. It really started in the beginning of January. I've always, me and God, we were always cool, not always. Because I did used to be atheist, and I talked about that a few episodes ago. But when we got cool, like we were cool, but I always had him on the shelf. And I think it wasn't until like really this year in the beginning, like January, that's when I said, okay, you know what? I want to do something different. I want to actually put him first and not just have him on a shelf for when I'm in trouble and I'm struggling and I need help and I need somebody to lean on. I was like, you know what? I'm going to actually put him first this year and see what that does in my life. And that is the hardest thing I have ever had to do in my entire life. Putting God first is the hardest thing I have ever had to do in my entire life. You know why? Because I have always been like independent and always had to rely on myself, I feel like. Like I had to do a lot for myself, so I became very independent and I was like comfortable with that, you know, like if I wanted something I would just go get it, you know, right? I didn't want to rely on anybody. I wanted to do everything for myself and I was very confident in my abilities to get what I wanted. So I just, you know, if I wanted something I just went after it and then I got it and it was like, you know, cool, cross another thing off the list. But when I lived my life that way, I was not very satisfied with my life because I told y'all many times, if you're not new here, I've told y'all many times on prior episodes that I pretty much spent most of my life chasing things that I thought would make me happy or living in a way that was expected of me and never really rocking the boat or thinking of what I actually wanted to do and putting that first. It was just really according to like expectations of me. So when I started checking things off of the box and I realized it wasn't making me happy, I wasn't really satisfied, I said, you know what? I want to try living my life a different way. And that different way meant putting God first and taking myself out of the driver's seat, knowing that I had been in the driver's seat for my whole life, and now putting God in the driver's seat and trusting him to do things when I don't even know what he's doing. And that has been the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. When I was in the driver's seat and I was crossing things off the list, it was easier, but I wasn't happy. And now I'm in the passenger seat and God is in the driver's seat, I'm a lot more happier. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. But it's hard. It is extremely hard. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do because it truly means giving up control. Like, it sounds so obvious. If you put God first, then you have to do what he wants you to do and not what you want to do. It sounds so obvious, but it's so much harder to actually apply in your life. It's so much harder, especially if you are like a control freak like me. Well, I wasn't a control freak. I just like being in control of my life and what I did because I just felt like that was best. But it's the hardest thing to do when you're a retiring control freak. Is put God first. I feel like people don't really justify how hard this is going to be. Rewarding, yes. It's always going to be rewarding because, you know, the Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God, all things will be added onto you. Paraphrasing, I know that's not exactly what it says, but you get the idea. So that's definitely true, but I feel like nobody talks about the struggle. Nobody talks about how all of a sudden you get all of these trials and tribulations thrown at you as if you are his strongest soldier. Like, when did I agree to struggle? When did I agree to struggle? Did I overlook that in the terms and conditions when I signed? Can we have a meeting, God? Can we have a meeting, God? Because I'm not understanding why there is a need for all of this struggling. I'm not understanding. I feel like people really don't do it justice in describing how hard it's going to be when you choose to put God first. And I told y'all a few episodes ago, I used to be atheist. So this is new to me, okay? Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. And that's the hardest thing. There's a lot of hard things about it. But one of the hardest things about it is feeling like I don't know if I'm doing enough or if I'm doing the right things. Sometimes I just genuinely don't know whether or not God is pleased with what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do in terms of building a relationship with Him. Sometimes I'm genuinely not sure, and I feel like the mistake that I make sometimes is thinking that just because I pray for something and I don't get it immediately, then I'm doing something wrong. Honestly, it's a process. It's a process because I'm realizing and learning a lot because I didn't grow up in church. Like, everything I'm learning is from scratch. So please don't judge me. I'm not a perfect Christian. Okay, I'm trying. I am trying, and I am getting my behind handed to me in this process. And the point is, I am not giving up. I am not giving up, but I do want to bring awareness to the struggle that you will endure when you decide to put God first. Not to scare you, not to deter you, but to be transparent and, number one, ask for help myself. Like, if there's something y'all are doing that you feel like is really improving our relationship with God, please let me know. Please let me know, because I'm always open to learning and, you know, growing more. But this is not easy, especially when you pray and He doesn't respond. And sometimes partially that's on you, because it's like you have to be quiet and still enough to listen for when he replies. So that's not even always on Him, but it's like a lot I am learning. And the be still part is still something that's, I feel like that's just something that's going to take me a while, because I am not used to being still. I am used to being on the go. I am used to being in the driver's seat. I am used to having control of my life. And now that I decided to take a step back and put God in the driver's seat, I am struggling. I am struggling, because I'm always like, okay, I know you said be still, but like, what do you want me to do while I'm being still? I truly, honestly, I just don't know what I'm doing sometimes. I'll be honest. I'm not going to come on here and preach the perfect Christian ministries. Y'all know that's not my life. That's not my truth. But I'll be honest with y'all. It's not easy. And the main thing I want to talk about today is something that literally just hit me this morning. Like, I was even planning on recording this, but this literally just hit me this morning, and I was like, I absolutely need to share this. And what that is I've realized that one of the biggest reasons why putting God first has been extremely hard for me is because I have been really struggling to unlearn everything that I've learned up until this point about my life, my thoughts, my actions, my behavior, what I thought a Christian looked like, what I thought I believed. People don't really tell you that when you decide to put God first, He's going to strip you of everything and everyone that is not meant for you. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added on to you. Maybe I haven't gotten that far in the Bible because I'm still working my way through it, but I feel like there was a part left out that said that, okay, everything will be added on to you, but a lot of stuff that is not meant for you will be immediately removed from you. I feel like we grazed over that, and that's what I am in the middle of enduring, and it's really just the pain of unlearning. That's how I refer to it, because I broke down the other day, like a few days ago. I literally cried myself to sleep. Like, I was like, you know what, God, I am tired, and I don't know what you want me to do, and you haven't been speaking to me, So you're going to listen to what I have to say, and I am fed up. Okay? I'm just being honest. You know, they say to take your pain to God. I had a lot to give to him the other night. Respectfully, but honestly at the same time. And I had to, what's the term? Cast your burdens onto him, you know, something like that. You know, as y'all can clearly see, I'm not a perfect Christian, okay? I'm working my way up to it. Not perfection, but I'm working on it. So I broke down and I was really struggling. And then this morning, a few days later, I just had like an epiphany or a revelation or whatever you want to call it, where I realized that the bulk of my pain and my suffering and my struggling in this new season of putting God first really has to do with all of the unlearning and the stripping that has to take place first before I can receive the abundance that I know is mine. Let me explain. For example, the biggest thing I just mentioned was that I have always been in control of my life. I have always been in the driver's seat. I always wanted to do what I wanted to do and let that be done. You know, if something needs to be done, I'll do it. I'll put a plan together and I'll do it. I am a solution-oriented person. If there's a problem, let's find a solution immediately. Like, I am a go-getter. So now I put God first, and when I have a problem, immediately I start thinking of all of the ways I can solve my problem. And then God is like, be still. And I'm like, there are things that need to be done, God. I have work to do. I don't know if you see this problem, but we need a solution for that. What is the solution? And God is like, be still. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I'm used to being in control of my life and solving my own problems and taking matters into my own hands if I don't like it. And now all of a sudden I have a problem and God is like, be still. And I'm like, I don't want to. And that is one of the biggest things I am learning to unlearn in this season of my life, is trusting him and being still and letting him take control. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. I am literally getting my behind kicked. Like, I was always in the driver's seat. I always had control of my life, and now I decide to put God in control. And every time I want like a quick solution to a problem and the old me would just solve it, now I go to him and it's like, be still. And I'm like, can we speed up? Like, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. It truly drives me crazy. Like, that's my big thing now, is learning to let go of control of my life and put him in the driver's seat. And I feel like a lot of the struggling that I have endured ever since I decided to take my faith seriously is really just unlearning all of my old ways and my old behaviors and giving it to God. For example, let me give you some more examples of how, you know, some things I've overcome and some things I'm still working on, but let me give you some examples of some of the things that I've had to do ever since, or things I've had to unlearn and put God in the driver's seat to really have him first. And I've struggled with it, basically. Number one, if somebody pisses me off, actually, let me rephrase, because people don't piss me off. I'm not the type of person that gets angry or pissed off easily. I may get annoyed or irritated, but not pissed off. But when people get on my nerves, let's just put it that way, when people get on my nerves, my normal programming, my reaction was to ghost them or say something back or like waste my time entertaining the conversation, blah, blah, blah. Now with putting God first, it's like I'm supposed to pray for them. And I am not supposed to, I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. When I'm driving and people do nonsense in the streets of Atlanta, that's one time I'll get pissed off. And, you know, I try my best not to give people that kind of power over my emotions, even if it's for a split second. But it's like now I have to unlearn my natural responses and I have to like be more patient. I have to start applying the principles of Proverbs. You know, it is a goal of mine to really live my life according to the principles in the Bible. I'll be honest, I don't know all of them yet. I'm still learning. But I feel like it's a good guide in terms of how to live your life from what I've seen so far. So it's a goal of mine to really try to apply those principles in my life. But it takes a lot of unlearning to do. It takes a lot of me overwriting my natural programming. And that's why it's so hard to put God first. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to, you know, complain the whole time. But I'm saying this to bring awareness to you. And hopefully, if you've been struggling like me, you know, we can hold each other accountable or try to like figure it out together, you know. Leave me a comment or something, but I've been struggling because most of the pain of putting God first I've learned is really just the pain of unlearning how I have lived my life for most of my life. And now I'm supposed to give it all to God when I'm upset and learn how to be still and put him in the driver's seat and take myself out and not be complaining. Actually say my affirmations, speak life into myself, you know, affirm what he says about me and not what I may feel about myself in a moment due to whatever reason. You know, I have a lot of unlearning to do, and that has really been a very painful experience for me because it's hard taking myself out of the driver's seat. People always, you know, talk about putting God first and blah, blah, blah. They never tell you this stuff. If you can relate and you've been in this situation, I want you to really think about times where you have just broken down, because I feel like if you chose to give your life to God and be more of a Christian, whatever you call it, I know there have been times you broke down. I know because I can relate. And I have friends who can relate. So I know it's not just me. But times where you have completely broken down and just could not bother with life anymore, or you found it very hard to be strong, I want you to really think about why that thing was such a struggle for you. Because in my case, like I said, I was struggling because I wasn't seeing the fruits of my labor per se. I wasn't seeing some of the things that I was praying for manifest and come to life quick enough to my liking. But then I realized that the reason why I was so upset was because every time I prayed, all signs that I got, and when I would randomly decide to read the Bible, I would come across a verse talking about be still. So I know that's what he was trying to tell me, but it was hard for me because I was so used to being in control. So I realized the pain that I was suffering from wasn't necessarily failure. It wasn't that anything had been done to me. I hadn't been done wrong. I hadn't been in like true pain. I hadn't been betrayed or anything. The reason why it was so hard was because it was just hard for me to be still, because I was used to being in control all the time. Most of the pain I have felt since putting God first has been the pain of unlearning my old behaviors and responses to things and everything I thought I knew, and now having to relearn and apply what God wants me to do and not lean on my own understanding. That has been, when I had to think about all of the hardships I've been through in my life, I feel like this is the hardest thing I have ever had to do. And on top of what I just said about the pain of unlearning, the reason why it's been so hard for me is really these two things. Number one, the pain of unlearning. The second reason why I feel like it's been so hard for me to trust or to put God first is because I have been through some dark periods in my life. And if you've been listening for a while, you already know what I'm talking about. But I have been through some really dark periods in my life, but I did not know God in those times in my life. So when I almost committed suicide, when I felt, you know, extreme pain for other things in my life, I did not know God. So it was just me at a point where I was living my life on my own terms, blah, blah, blah. And I just happened to hit a hard point in time. However, when you decide, or when I decided to trust God, and I was still hitting low points, and I was losing people, and I was struggling, I literally felt absolutely hopeless. Like hopeless, like giving up, because I was like, if I've struggled before, it's one thing to struggle before when I leaned on my own understanding, but now I'm leaning on you and I'm still struggling, God. So I was like, does it ever get better? And that's a very hard question to ask. That's a very hard point to hit, because I was like, it's one thing to suffer when I leaned on my own understanding, but if I'm trying to put God first and I'm trying to do the right thing and I'm still suffering, this time it hits different, because why am I suffering when I am following God, when I'm choosing to follow God? And that's pretty much why I broke down the other night, because I was like, I understand. If I'm choosing to put you first, why am I still struggling? And that's when I had the epiphany that I just told you about the pain of unlearning. I wasn't struggling because God had betrayed me, or because it's not worth it to put him first, or because of anything. I was struggling because I was going through a process. He was putting me through a process where I had to go through some things to unlearn everything that I thought I knew, so that I could make room to actually adopt his principles and live the way he wants me to live. And then also to expose flaws in my character. I really thought I was a good human being. You know what? I am a good person, but I really thought that I was better than I actually was. And let me tell you why. I am patient, but I'm not the most patient person when it comes to certain things, okay? I am patient, however, my patience has a limit. And God has brought it to my attention very clearly what those things are that I'm not very patient in. And he has exposed my character flaws when I get impatient. And it has just shocked me. It has just shocked me. Because I don't know if it was a sermon I watched or a TikTok, but somebody said something about God will expose your character flaws before he elevates you, to make sure that, you know, like, you don't ruin the things he's trying to give you. And I'm telling you, my patience, or my lack of patience in certain situations, is definitely something I need to work on. And ever since it has been brought to my attention, I have been working on it. Let me just say that. I have not just been working on it, I've actually been practically applying being more patient and being nicer when people irritate me, when I'm being impatient. So there's been progress. There has been progress, but I just wanted to say that because sometimes the reason you are struggling is because God needs to expose your character flaws, because you're walking around thinking you perfect or thinking you're a good person, and there's some parts about you that is not very pleasant when certain things trigger you. So I want you to really consider what those parts might be, because one thing about me, He made it very clear that I needed to work on that specific area of my life. And when I really took a step back and thought about it, I was like, okay, I am definitely wrong in this situation. I'm absolutely, completely, wholeheartedly just wrong in the way I respond when I get impatient. It's honestly, it's not my strong suit, okay? I'm not perfect, but I'm working on it. And he brought it to my attention. I was just so embarrassed. I was like, I really thought I was a patient person. And a lot of situations, I am a patient person. But there are certain things that really trigger me, and it doesn't necessarily bring out a good side of me. And it's not anything crazy, like me like going off on people. But I just noticed that when I get triggered for certain things with being impatient, I just get very short with people. Very short with the hint of rudeness. Like I don't really care to make small talk or be pleasant. I'm just like very straight to the point. I don't call people out of their names or anything, but I just get very short with people and a bit rude in those specific situations when I'm triggered, and I realize that I'm not as patient as I thought I was. And one thing God is going to do is keep giving you tests until you pass the tests. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, I just kept getting tests against my patience. And then I had the epiphany, and then I said, okay, I've definitely not been my best in this area. And I actually started forcing myself to be, you know, a bit more nicer to people. And like, I really had to force myself to be nice and be very pleasant and actually take the time to make small talk and ask people like how their day was and stuff when they test my patience. And I've actually been more relaxed while driving in the city than before. Even when people try to cut you off or won't let you merge or just do things they're not supposed to do and then almost get you in an accident because you're trying to cross lanes you shouldn't cross in traffic when you can't see there's people coming and I almost hit you and you look at me stupid. But I really held my composure in these moments, and I didn't do or say anything rude. And I'm really proud of myself for that. I'm really proud of myself for that. I've been making progress. But I was very shocked when he exposed my character to me in certain situations. So I want you to really think about what areas of your character is flawed. You know, what things trigger you and how do you respond? But the big thing that I really want you to take away from this episode is that, at least in my experience, when you choose to put God first and trust Him, you're going to struggle a lot with the pain of unlearning everything you thought about how you should live your life or what you should do, and then learning to actually put Him first and truly trust Him, because He's going to test you. He has been testing me. Every time I think I find peace, He's been testing me. He's like, be still. And I'm like, can you please, Lord, please, can we skip past this part? But honestly, the pain of unlearning is something that people don't really talk to you about. They don't really bring to your awareness. But I'm not even going to lie to you. When you choose to put God first, you are going to have to unlearn everything you thought you knew. You are going to have to take yourself out of the driver's seat. And if you are somebody who used to be a strong, independent woman like me, who used to regard yourself in such a manner, you are going to actually learn how to, you're going to be forced to learn how to depend on him, because he's going to strip you of everything that doesn't belong and give you no choice but to lean on him. And it's one thing when people say it in theory, but it's another thing when you have to apply it. If you know, you know. So that is what I wanted to bring to your attention in today's episode. If you can relate, please let me know. Like, please leave a comment on YouTube. Please DM me on Instagram or something. You know, let me know. What have you learned? I'm curious too, because like I said, this is definitely something that I'm learning. I'm not perfect at it. And I definitely welcome suggestions for how to build my relationship with God, because I do believe it still needs work for sure. I watch sermons every day. I pray every day. I practice gratitude every day. And I'm starting to actually journal more. But if there's anything you think could be of use to me, then please let me know. Please let me know, because I'm struggling. I'm struggling. But that's all I had to say in this episode. And, you know, if you're going through it, just hang in there like me. Just hang in there. Just hang in there. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. I know you're doing your best. It's not easy. There's a lot of unlearning, but it's all about perspective. Because ever since I said to myself that it's hard not because I'm failing or he's not pleased with me, it's hard because it's new and I have to unlearn everything I thought I knew, it's been a lot easier since then, because now I approach it with the mindset of being a student and learning, feeling how I feel for sure. If I'm struggling, best believe I'm going to cry. But so feeling is important, but ever since I changed my perspective to say it's not hard because I'm failing or I'm wrong, it's hard because it's new and I have to unlearn what I thought I knew and learn what he wants me to learn and apply his principles, I have not cried since then. I have not cried since then, and I've been doing a lot better. So hopefully this helps you. Let me know what things you are being forced to unlearn and what your progress has been like. And yeah, that is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.